Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
20 minutes after 7, as I said to you all, we get into some discussions this morning with dealing with money management. And we welcome to our program for the first time, branch manager of JMMB Independence Square branch. Let's say good morning and welcome to our program. And that individual, of course, is Heather Alexis Martin. Good morning to you and welcome to our show.
Good morning, Satish. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we're hearing you. We're hearing you clear. It's nice to have you with us here this morning. Our discussion this morning is going to be a pretty interesting one. We've been having several over the past few days and weeks and everything else. Everybody needs more information on money management and how they can do certain things. But before we get into those, as we do with the majority of our guests, giving you the opportunity to familiarize our listeners with you, tell us a bit about yourself and some of what you're involved in.
Okay, so as you mentioned, I am the branch manager at the Protestant branch. I have been in the financial sector for over 2 years, having served at another FI prior to joining JMMB Bank in 2009. And my background stems from operations. I am now into retail banking, meaning I do loans, I do investments, I give advice to clients on opening accounts, how to structure their business, anything sort of under the financial umbrella.
Okay, pretty interesting. Tell us a bit about JMMB. How long have they been operating here locally, and what are some of the things that they offer?
So JMMB, as you know, is a Jamaican-based company that was founded in 1992 under Jamaican Money Market Brokers Limited. It opened its doors as the first money market broker in Jamaica under June Duncan. They opened their doors in Trinidad in 2012, having acquired part ownership under the previous regime in the Commercial Bank. And then we fully came on board in 2017 when they took over the operations fully here in Trinidad. And some of the services that we offer right now are, we have the branch arm of it, the retail banking, where we open accounts, do loans. We also have JMMB Investments, where they do different types of investments and online trading, which I think we're going to have another segment on that. And we also have our debt extract, which we do for quick passes along the road. And we have some locations throughout Trinidad, which is a few locations.
Oh, very interesting. I know that there are people who are always interested in financial institutions and moving their money around and trying to see where they can get their best options. Tell us about opening an account at JMMB.
Right, so opening an account at JMMB, we make it very easy and convenient for you. As you know, we pride ourselves on our customer service. So we do have a walk-in system where you can come in and you have to go with your proof of address, which could be any form of either a bank statement or utility bill, not older than 3 months. If it's not in your name, you need to get an authorization letter, meaning whoever the name is on the bill. So if you come in with your identification, ID card, passport, if you are coming in with your driver's permit, you must come with your birth paper. If you have a name change, meaning if you're married, recently married, and you want to use that name, you can walk with your marriage certificate. Your proof of income, which is your job letter, or a stamp statement. And all these documents have to be valid within a 3 month window.
What are the different types of accounts that people can open at JMMB?
So you have our booster savings account, which is the account that facilitates your salary to come into, right? You get a Visa debit card with it. Then we have option that you can do online shopping. There's a limit tax on the card, of course. We also have our youth savings account, where we encourage people to open accounts for their children and they can start a savings with them. And of course, even if you want to introduce your child to being financial savvy and probably sort of starting to know how to maneuver this financial world, once they're 14, we will also give you a card once you put to that over. And you use savings accounts to share it has to be give us an authorization letter, and we bring in the same documents, meaning the copy of the ID, proof of identification from the guardian or carer. We also have an easy access account, which of course is doing a little bit more interest, but it keeps a minimum threshold of $10,000 in the account. So that one is geared more towards saving towards something for a rainy day, or what you're working towards a goal.
And I know that there are questions people would have about several other things when it comes to managing their money. There are some people who just go to a financial institution and all they use them basically for is the day-to-day transactions and nothing else. And there are some people who come to financial institutions asking for guidance and for assistance in what is best for me, how can I navigate some of these challenges that are confronting me. Does JMNB offer those services?
Of course we do. So when we sit down, we have a whole financial partnership conversation with you where we try to determine exactly where you are, where do you see yourself in 12 months or a year, and what is it you're working towards. So you may come to us now and you're really looking to purchase a home or want to know, how do I go about acquiring my own home? What is it I need to get or have in place to be able to reach that goal when I'm ready? We do offer facilities where, depending on the price, we could do 100% financing for mortgage loans. But of course, those things carry additional costs, such as legal fees and different sorts of fees that you may not be aware of. So we sit down and we go through it and say, okay, this is your plan, this is your budget. Maybe for the next 12 months, you can set aside this and work towards it when you're ready to acquire your home. You're going to have money to put towards these additional fees that you may encounter, which would be, of course, the legal fees and switches on the property, etc. And we kind of pre-qualify you so you have an idea of where to look, right? Based on your income, what sort of price range you're going to look for property and where you can look.
And mortgages and all those things are pretty long-term investments that people would make, right? And would require a lot of research and yes, and people would need to be well aware of what they're getting themselves into. And another thing that many people are pretty interested in this point in time are loans. There are people who have financial challenges one way or the other, looking to see how they can get some extra cash to deal with many different things. What are some of the loan options available at JMNB?
So we do offer a wide range for any needs. We have vehicle loans. Like everybody right now is looking to acquire vehicle. Coming out of COVID, people had situations where they were not able to probably fully satisfy their loan, and we look at probably consolidating some facilities for them. So we can do a consolidation, debt consolidation. I mean, we're into carnival, there's no vacation time in August, we do vacation loans. And then there are people who are planning to further their studies abroad or have intentions of doing so within the next year. So we also structure facilities where we can help you reach those goals by putting something in place today. So next 12 months, 18 months, even if it's 2 years, you're prepared to deal when you're ready to cross that bridge.
Tell us about the requirements, because there's a growing population of persons in the country who are not permanently employed. They're employed, but they're not permanently employed. Self-employed, contract labor, all of these things. How does it work? Can they access your services?
Right. So we have identified in today's environment, the type of employment has changed. No longer do you see someone permanently employed for 10 years in the same organization. Today's millennials move around a lot based on opportunities. And again, coming out of COVID, a lot of opportunities came for people to go into their own business. JMNB, we do have a SME unit for small, medium businesses where we hold your hand and navigate you through the time where we will provide services such as, you know, what you need to do, how you need to keep your accounts in order to make sure that when you're ready for a facility of some sort, you'll be better prepared for it. So we do look for contract employees where it is that once they're continuously employed, we will entertain them, especially if they're in the same industry. So we will understand, let's say, for example, someone in your industry who may move around or have various streams of income, we would look at that, look at your the main thing is to make sure you channel all your income through your account. And that's one thing I like to let your viewers know, and your listeners know, that whatever income you're making, once you can validate it through account activity and deposits, we will heavily and strongly consider your application. But if you're coming to us and saying, well, you know, I'm freelance, I do this, so I'm self-employed, and we don't have a source or a route of seeing where the income is coming in, that will be the challenge. So when you do come into us, that's will be the initial conversation, and we will say, listen, open an account, let's see your flows at least 6 months, and we can revisit your application. So we won't just rightfully tell you, no, you won't qualify. We'll give you and guide you how to qualify and when to come back to us to see how you reach at that stage.
Pretty interesting information, I'm sure. We'll take a couple of messages, and when we get back, a couple more bits of information coming out from JMMB this morning. We are speaking with branch manager at JMMB Bank, Independence Square, Port of Spain. That's Heather Alexis Martin, right here on the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Stay with us.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. We are speaking this morning with branch manager of JMMB Bank, Independence Square, Port of Spain, Heather Alexis Martin. And just before we went to the break, we were discussing some of the things that people can access, some of the services at JMMB. Here's an interesting question. Coming out of the COVID pandemic, there have been numerous challenges for people. There are some people who saw their earnings drop, some people who earned more than they were expecting to during the COVID pandemic, yet businesses who were facing different challenges. What are some of the trends that JMMB took note of coming out of the pandemic when it comes to their customers and their spending patterns?
I don't know, the volume dropped a little bit that is.
Okay. Basically, I was asking about some of the trends that came out of the COVID pandemic. Have people's financial habits changed? Are people asking for more loans now? What are some of the trends that you've seen?
Of course. People are still looking for financing. Like I said, COVID, of course, impacted everyone in the country. And people attempted to live a normal life, and they would have sourced different sources of financing from various institutions, or maybe, I don't want to use the term money lenders, or perhaps would have used money that they had to pay back. So coming to us to refinance and kind of restructure their facilities, or looking at how we can put them in a better situation, the bank, we have increased our, for want of a better word, level of borrowing that we would have extended to clients. In the past, we would work with a debt position ratio of, let's say, 40%, which means that 40% of your income really should be loan payments. That's the max we will go at. Identifying COVID has impacted everyone. We've increased that threshold to 45%, which gives people a little bit more room to restructure and have their loan payments a little bit lower, where they can live comfortably going forward. Of course, with inflation and everything else, all those contribute to people and how their bottom line is affected at the end of the day, what their take home is. So we try to work with them by probably lengthening the facility to give the payments, to be the payments a little more smaller, so that you can take more home to live an everyday normal life.
What are some of the things people are coming and asking for financing for? Is it business? Is it personal, to deal with personal issues? Is it construction? What are people asking for?
A lot of the loans right now, like I said, are vehicle loans. People are looking to acquire their vehicle, which is, I guess, the thing that cost of transportation is increasing, and they want to come and probably have their only money they're putting out to spend on transport. They could put that towards acquiring an asset and purchasing a vehicle that would be their own. People are going back to school. They're coming for educational loans and just basic, trying to put everything together under one umbrella where they could just pay one person instead of having these little loans all over the place. And then when they do come into us, we do advise them, listen, we're doing this restructure for you, and we're trying to put you in a better financial position. now the rest of the responsibility is on you not to go back to any other financial agency that may want to offer you loans at a higher interest rate where you go back to put yourself in the same situation. So it's really all about us taking the time and having that financial conversation with them, really advising them on what is in their best interest at heart at this time.
I know that prior to the COVID pandemic, even though we were heading into some tough times, people's purse strings, it was easier for people to open their purse strings and spend. Because of whatever situation people would have find themselves in, COVID-19 taught us some valuable lessons about money management more than anything else. Are you seeing that with the customers coming in? Are they more aware of some of the pitfalls that they might find themselves into, or people just start all over again from where they were? What are you seeing?
I would say they are. I would say right now it's a half and half. We're into the carnival season, and seeing how this carnival is being touted as the mother of all carnivals, people are getting a little bit above themselves. So it's really for us to keep a handle on them and remember, listen, after carnival, life goes on. So you need to be a little cautious of what you're doing, what you're spending the money on. A lot of people also took the time during COVID and coming out of COVID to do a lot of renovations. We found a lot of people coming to do renovations to their home, upgrade their home, and different factors just to make their home a little better. Maybe they may want to get another source of income, start a little small business. People became more business savvy, like I said. They were doing a lot of investments. So things like that, people are coming in. So it's a wide variety. It's not just isolated in one major area.
Yeah. I find it interesting that you're saying that, you know, people are coming in to buy vehicles because in this kind of market, when you hear people complaining as much as they are complaining, one would not think that people are going to want to take on this now additional financial burden. Well, let me just say burden, but responsibility of having to make a car payment. But maybe it's because people see it as a more viable option, pay an installment rather than have to travel all the time. But it's just interesting because there are some who suggest that kind of spending suggests that, well, things aren't necessarily as bad as some may make it out to seem. And we see the car, the series, they're going very rapidly from one to the other. So that's an indicator that, as what you are saying, people are buying more and more vehicles. We're coming close to the end of our interview here this morning, but let's circle back to some of the things that JMMB offers to people and tell people why they should come to JMMB.
So we did offer during coming out of the last 6 months like 100% financing on the roll-on vehicles up to a certain age. So that made it very attractive. So people could come to us. We were able to, when you work out how much you would spend in transport versus purchasing a vehicle, it did seem a more reasonable and affordable thing, option for you to go into. We do have regular booster savings accounts where your salary can be assigned. We have accounts for minors where you can start a savings plan for your child. Once they're over 14, you do also get a card. We have an easy access account which is there towards savings with a minimum threshold. We offer financial advice for whatever you need to achieve in the year to come, if it's education, purchasing a home. And under the different umbrellas of JMMB itself, investments and Jeff Express, which I know will be pretty welcome over the next couple of weeks, they do offer a suite of products according to your risk appetite, especially under the investment portfolio.
Yeah, so definitely lots of reasons why persons should come to JMMB. And as we were discussing, you know, the COVID pandemic has heightened the need for sound financial advice and for persons to make decisions considering all the factors that can come into play. And the pandemic has taught us in no uncertain terms that there is a lot that we need to consider making financial decisions moving forward. And the advice you gave us as to why people should come to JMMB, I think people should take advantage of it at this point in time. So this is where we're going to drop the curtains on our interview this morning. We thank you for being with us, and I know that we have a couple of other discussions coming up in the future, and we look forward to all of those as well. So Heather Alexis Martin, yes, Branch Manager of JMMB Bank, Independence Square in Port of Spain, thank you for being with us here this morning, and we look forward to our further discussions as well.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You as well. And that's where we draw the curtains on this interview. A couple messages, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.